So first off, I'm here with Old Dominion, and I'm very excited to be because they're going to be hitting the Country Thunder stage tonight. And that is so exciting for all of us. Now, the first question I have for you guys is, you have played some wild festivals over the years. How do you think Country Thunder is going to stack up in terms of crowd, energy, chaos, and just straight up fun?
I mean, based on everything we've heard so far from the people, it's going to stack up just fine. Sounds like everyone's excited.
Yeah, you can hear them already. It's going to be wild tonight for sure.
It's going to be so wild. So festivals like Country Thunder, they do bring a massive mix of fans, of course. You know, you got the diehards, you got the road trippers, you got the I just came here from the campsite for an afternoon kind of crowd. So how do you change your set list to match that vibe?
I mean, you know, we try to play the hits first and foremost, you know, play the songs that people are going to know. And then we just try to keep it fun and happy and light and try to make people happy, you know?
Yeah, I think we've learned over the years that we just kind of do what we do. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But I have a good feeling about tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a good time no matter what. So.
Oh, man, we are so excited for this. So, Barbara, it is on the horizon, and you got this tour rolling along. You've got 13 new tracks coming, and fans are already shouting for songs that haven't even dropped yet. So how does it feel to walk into Country Thunder with a new album in your back pocket and a crowd that is so, so excited about it?
We're on top of the world. You know, it's crazy to see people make the new songs part of their life so quickly. You know, they're already shouting for songs, you know, that we've released and some that we haven't released. So, you know, to have people that are there waiting for you when the album comes out is just like, it's such a blessing.
That's so cool. So Barbara has been described as one of your most personal albums yet. And was there a moment in the studio where you all looked at each other and realized this record hits different?
I don't know. I think throughout the whole thing, we were just excited about how well it was going. You know, the recording process was really fun, and we were just having a great time together. And it felt like more fun than work. So I think whenever you can kind of capture that energy, you walk away with a good feeling. And so far, it seems like that's translating pretty well.
That's amazing. So last question here, guys. What is the thread that ties this album together in your minds?
I think there's an honesty to it. You know, I think what threads it together is the fact that we're a band. You know, we're a little bit different than a solo artist. You know, we play on all our records. You know, we write all the songs. And when we play them, for better or worse, they sound like us because we're the ones playing them. So I think the thread is just the fact that it's the five of us.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
I didn't hear the question. Sorry, I was listening to Clint Black. I heard Clint Black and I was like,
Clint Black.
I think we'll take that as a no.
That's what matters.